Next case, please.
The next case is case 11768. James W. Baker seeks a variance from the front yard setback. Sections 115-34B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north on the south side of Nanticoke Lane, approximately 103 feet west of Hiawatha Boulevard. The 911 address is 31413 Nanticoke Lane in Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax district is 134 map 11, parcel 772. Specifically, they're asking for a 5.4 foot variance from the front yard setback for the dwelling and the steps. Received no letters in opposition, three letters mail return, and we just received one letter from the Blackwater Village Association. And that's it states that the Blackwater Village Association and its architectural committee, having been advised of the aforementioned hearing wherein James B. Baker seeks a variance for the property located at 31413 Nanticoke Lane here in Blackwater Village, and having been appraised of the circumstances regarding the same by Mr. Baker, support Mr. Baker's application for a front yard setback. And it is signed by Gary Hornbacher, the president of the Blackwater Village Association. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicant. Ms. Cornwell has indicated that we were seeking a 5.4 foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet, but I'm showing it's a 4.4 foot variance.
The steps actually encroach one additional foot into the front yard setback, which makes the overall variance 5.4 feet.
Okay.
The house is 4.4, but the steps go 1 foot.
Okay, I didn't have the dimensions on there.
So,
okay, well, thank you for the clarification. Again, we're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for an existing dwelling. James Baker is the current owner of the property, as he had recently purchased the property in February of 2016. He doesn't have any information related to this variance request. He purchased the property from Annette M. Griffiths. Ms. Griffiths, obviously the previous owner, resides in Montgomery County, Maryland, and was unable to attend the hearing this evening. However, I do have a sworn affidavit by Ms. Griffiths setting forth her testimony to be presented to the board this evening. It also includes a copy of the survey, and with your permission, I'd like to submit it into the record.
And if you would, please.
Thank you. The affidavit of Annette Griffiths sets forth the following facts. On September 13th of 2003, she and her husband Jerome purchased the property, which is located at 31413 Nanticoke Lane in Dagsboro, Delaware. At the time of purchase, the property was improved by the dwelling that is the subject of this application. The dwelling was constructed in 1985, received a certificate of compliance, which was issued by the county on May 6th of 1986. Mr. Griffiths departed this life on September 21st of 2013, at which time title to the property passed to Ms. Griffiths individually. Ms. Griffiths then entered into a contract to sell the property to Mr. Baker, the current owner, and that was on December 19th of 2015. However, prior to the closing of the sale of the property, Mr. Baker engaged Cotton Engineering LLC to prepare a survey of the property. A copy of the survey is attached to the affidavit of Ms. Griffiths. The survey was dated February 8th of 2016, and it revealed that the existing dwelling encroached into the 30-foot front yard setback. Again, the dwelling was constructed in 1985, and it's remained in the same location since 1985. No other modifications have been made to the structure. Prior to the receipt of the survey, Ms. Griffiths, of course, had no indication that the dwelling encroached into the setback. And, of course, upon learning of the encroachment, she promptly filed for a variance in order to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. If you look at the survey, you can see that this property is unique. It is an irregular-shaped lot, and it's located on a curve of the cul-de-sac. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property and not due to any circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. Rather, it's evident that the uniqueness of the property caused difficulty in accurately measuring the distance of the dwelling from that front property line. There's no possibility at this point in time that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code, as it would be necessary to remove a front portion of the dwelling, which was, again, constructed in 1985. A variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Mr. Baker and Ms. Griffiths, neither one of them created this exceptional practical difficulty. Ms. Griffiths purchased the property with this dwelling in 2003. It was her belief until receipt of the survey that the dwelling was constructed in compliance with the applicable zoning laws, which belief was supported by the issuance of a certificate of compliance in 1986. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. It also will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, this improvement has been in its current location for 30 years now. And Ms. Griffiths has stated in her affidavit that she never received any complaints as far as the location of the dwelling. Mm-hmm. This evening, we are seeking a variance sufficient to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. It's her opinion that the variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation and issue. And as a result of this presentation and based on the sworn testimony of Ms. Griffiths, we do request that you approve this variance application. And of course, I'm available for any questions that you may have.
Okay. Thank you. We'll start out with you, Mr. Hudson. Would you like to?
Ms. Griffiths, were they the builder?
No. Ms. Griffiths purchased the property in 2003. The home was constructed in 1985 based on the property record card, but it didn't receive its certificate of compliance until 1986. I'm not sure why there was a delay, but no one had any additional information other than what was on record.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ricker?
The idea is she did receive a certificate of compliance, right?
That's correct.
How about the shed? The shed in good shape?
I'm not sure of the condition of the shed. It's not encroaching into the setbacks.
It's not?
No.
Okay. I don't want you to be able to have to come back here again.
No, it's 126 square feet, and it's more than 10 feet from the side and more than 30 feet from the rear. So
okay.
I think we're okay with the shed.
I see the building restriction lines there, and just thought maybe you would shed some light on that shed. All right.
I think the shed is okay.
You did get a date. Do you have the certificate of compliance in her papers?
It's not attached to her affidavit, but let me look at my phone.
She has it. Is that correct, your word, that she has it?
Yes.
Okay.
That information came from the property record card as well.
Yeah, they normally have the thing with it, but, you know.
And I have a date of, what did I say, it was May something.
What was the date of it?
I think it was May 6th, but let me.
May 6th of what?
1986.
Okay.
So a little more than 30 years ago.
And the fee was waived for this application. As we noted, the certificate was issued.
Okay, that's good. That's all I want to know. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there is a uniqueness to the request in that it's an odd-shaped lot on a cul-de-sac and was developed within conformity according to the county. And I think that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property now. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. The applicant didn't build the home. You didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,768.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
For a 5.4 foot variance.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,768.
What did you say, Mr. Mills? 5.4, right?
5.4.
5.4.
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the previous reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,768 is approved.
Thank you.